So the Gemara Yud Beis Amud Aleph through Yud Beis Amud Beis quoted five or six members from the same Amor. Rabbi Bachin and the Sova quoting in the name of Rab, one after the other after the other. And the last member that we learned was interesting, if a person does an Averan and later on he gets caught and he's embarrassed, so the Busha is a little bit of Yisurim. People are humiliated. So Yisurim, sometimes if the person is not there, he needs Yisurim to be Mechaper. Yisurim are the Markim of Anois Mishaladam. So Yisurim don't have to be a person is dying from cancer. These kind of Yisurim are also good. So if a person gets caught in the middle of the act and he's embarrassed, or he gets caught afterwards and he's embarrassed over the fact that that he did the Avera, so sometimes that itself will serve as a Kapar. So he quoted a Mocker from Tanakh that this is so. So that's the last thing that we learned. That Gemara starts a new topic on 1, 2, 3, 4, on the fourth wide line on the Yud Beis Amud Beis. Amar Rabbo ben Zutrasi, Amar Rab Yehuda bar Zvida. He's discussing the institution that we have. He says, Shema v'yayim Shammai, because it says, B'shach b'chov kumecha. According to Tosfos, state parshios, both parshios, B'shach b'kumecha, is a mitzvah kriya shema. According to the first Rashi in the Masechta, the Kriya Shema Deraisa is really the first parasha, and the second parasha is really Talmud Torah. The second parasha is only Midrabbanan that you have to say. Why do we say Vayomer? So Vayomer doesn't say B'shach B'chov Kamecha. Vayomer is because of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We'll get to it. That's the next Mishnah. You have to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it doesn't necessarily have to be parashas Vayomer. It could be any other parasha. So that's what he's giving you, the historical background. So he says, Bikshu, the Tanoim in earlier generation, basically, we have Parshas Balak b'Kriya Shema. There was a movement, there was a discussion, maybe we should say Nevuas Bilam HaRasha for the purpose of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. What does it say? There it says, Kel Motziyam Mitzrayim Kisof Asra Eim Lo, and mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we have Neymar Lo Kavua. Why did they choose Parshas Tzitzis? Why didn't they choose Nevuas Bilam? Mishum Tirch HaTzibah, because it's going to be so long. It'll take too long. The davening will take too long. So the Gemara says, why did they want to? What was the havamina? They should read Parshas Balak. Where? At what point of the davening? My timer. Like in the Beis Hamikdash, they used to recite Aseres Adibros. So why was there a havamina? Why should they recite Parshas Bilam? So the Gemara said, because it was Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you should say the whole reason why. So why dafke parshas Bilam? There's so many other parshas Ribis, or parshas Mishkolas, Dichzibay Metzias Mitzrayim. There were other parshas also, not only parshas Tzitzis. So why was there a movement that they should, why was there a strong push they should recite Nevuas Bilam? Elam, Rabbi Yosef bar Rabban, the whole reason to recite parshas Bilam, parshas Balak, is because of Metzias Mitzrayim, but they thought parshas Balak is better than others, because it has very nice things there too. Mishum dechzib b'haikra, because of the following pasuk, Karash achav kari uchalavi mi yikimenu. So what's so gewaldig about that? So Rashi explains that in the parashah Shema b'hayom Shema, it says you should recite Kriya Shema b'shach b'cha uvikumecha. And here it says, a little similar to that, Karash achav kari uchalavi mi yikimenu, that he says b'nevuah, that the Jewish nation will be successful in the future. Bilam HaRasha meets them when they're traveling in the Midbar. They didn't get Eretz Yisrael yet, but he says when they'll reach Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be Gevaldik. The lion is the king of all of the animals in the forest, and nobody starts up with the lion. So the Jewish people will live in Eretz Yisrael benachas, and there won't be any melchamas. Everything will be peaceful. Karash achav kari. So it's a takeoff on the phrase B'shach b'chov kumecha. We should recite, it says in Shema V'yam Shema B'shach b'chov kumecha. So B'shach B'cho has the connotation of we're going to rest in Eretz Yisrael in a successful fashion, a peaceful fashion. So that's why they wanted to choose, instead of Parshas Tzitzis, instead of Parshas Ribis, instead of Parshas Mishkolas, they wanted really to have Parshas Bilam, but they don't do it because it's going to take forever. It's going to be a long, long Kriya Shema. Why does it have to be so long? Say Kel Motziyam in Mitzrayim and say Korash Achav Kari, two psukim are finished. who says you have to say the horn that was Bilam. Belaim hai psuka besulo. Say this pasuk alone. The Gemara says, no, we can't do that. Gemiri, we have a tradition called Parsha de Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Paskino. If there's a Parsha, means between a psucha and a stuma. Parsha, a paragraph. So any Parsha de Moshe Rabbeinu has a hapsoka, means that it's not a whole Parsha. There's a hapsoka. This is a Parsha, a paragraph, Paskino. So we can stop where he stopped. But the Lord Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu, if you have a Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop in the middle, like the Nevuas Bilam, Loi Paskin. So you're not allowed to stop in the middle. So that's why if you'll pick, that'll be very elegant. You'll pick Nevuas Bilam, and you'll say the Psuk and Kel Motziyam and Mitzrayim, that'll be Zechir Seitz and Mitzrayim. And then you're going to say, Karash Achav Kari, that's a very nice Nevuah, and the future, the Jewish people will be successful. And it's a takeoff on the phrase, B'shach B'chol Kamecho, it's beautiful. But the davening will take a half a minute. So I got to come home. Got to get to the office on time. So it's tichet the tzibur, so we can't do it. Yeah, because he can't say half of a parsha. So the Magen Avraham has a famous kasha on here, on this gemara. There is a gemara Megillah on the side of the gemara. They tell you where it is. Megillah Daf Chabei. Same thing at Tainis. The gemara there discusses the Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, what are you laying? Elaine Parsha Satomid has 8 psukim. Then there's a new paragraph, Parsha Shabbos, Yom Shabbos Nekos, Manishan Tamim has 2 psukim. And then Musa for Rosh Chodesh, where is it? In Parsha's Pinchos. Musa for Rosh Chodesh has 5 psukim. So the Mishnah says that the basic Kriyas HaTorah is always 3 aliyahs. You never have less than 3 aliyahs. There's one opinion in the Tanoim that when a tainus falls out on a day of the week other than Sheni Vachamishi, you only have one aliyah. And that aliyah, because why? Why is that the opinion of one tana? Because the main purpose of the Kriyas HaTorah on Tanis Sibur is to lay the Torchocha, to give Musa. So the Nevi'im give Musa, so do Shashem Bihi Matzo, that's Musa. But Amapta Benav Tzorach Shikha Batorah Tchila, you can't just lay in Haftarah. So to enable you to say the Haftarah, you really only want to say the Haftarah. In order to enable you to say the Haftarah, so you give one aliyah, you lay from a Sefer Torah, and then you lay in the Haftarah. So that's why one Tana is of the opinion that if the Tana Sibur falls out on Monday or Thursday, so every Monday or Thursday, that's a Takana, you have 3 aliyahs. But if the Tana Sibur falls out any other day, other than Monday or Thursday, only one aliyah. So we don't pass like that. Rabbi Yossi, I think, we don't pass like that. We pass like, you never have any Kriyas HaTorah less than 3 psukim. But the third aliyah is Hamafta Manav Tzarech Shikabat Torah Tchila. The one who gets Mafter, you don't give 3 aliyahs and then you give a 4th aliyah who only says the Haftarah. The third Oilalata, you don't make Kos Office. You only make Kos Office on Shabbos and Yontif. There's one, the Ran is of the opinion there, Megillah, the Ran on the Rib says, you're only allowed to make Kos Office on Shabbos. Because Shabbos, you have the highest number of aliyahs. Shabbos, you give 7 aliyahs. Yom Kippur, you give 6 aliyahs. Yom Tov, you give 5 aliyahs. So you have Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you have 4 aliyahs. Because whenever the day has more Kedusha than another day, so you give more aliyahs. So which of the top 2 is Shabbos and Yom Kippur? That's Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. So we follow Rabbi Shmuel, that Shabbos has 7 aliyahs and Yom Kippur has 6. Rabbi Akiva holds Fakir, that Yom Kippur is on top. Yom Kippur should be 7 aliyahs and Shabbos should be 6 aliyahs. So we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva there. Usually we do pass like Rabbi Akiva. Here we pass like Rabbi Shmuel, that Shabbos is on the highest level. So the Ran understands in the Mishnah there that you're allowed to make Kosof is only on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the top of the list. So make Kosof, but if you're going to make Kosof on Yontif, you're going to give Yontif the Chashivas like Yom Kippur. You make Kosof on Yom Kippur, give Yom Kippur the Chashivas like Shabbos. That's not proper. The only allowed to make Kosof is on Shabbos. So usually we are choshish for the Ran's opinion, but Mikar Adin, it's not so. Mikar Adin, we hold you're allowed to make Kosof. You're not allowed to make Kosof on a regular Sheni B'chamish, because people have to go to work. If they bitul malocha, not allowed to make Kosof on Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh. Chol HaMoed, you're not supposed to go to work, but a lot of people do go to work. The Dovah Ovid is mutas. So a lot of people are going to go to work. Every other person thinks that he has a Dovah Ovid situation. And Rosh Chodesh also, why can't you make Kosof on Rosh Chodesh? Everybody goes to work on Rosh Chodesh. So for sure there's a bitul malocha. So you can't make Kosof on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed because of bitul malocha. But Mikra Adin, we pass really on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur, all three, Mikra Adin, you can make Hoysofis. So when do we make Hoysofis? So the Rabbein and Tam says, every Yom Tov we make Hoysofis. Because Mikra Adin, the Mafter Rizola, the Minyan Akruim. The fifth Aliyah can really, the one who got Chamishi, can say the after. We don't do that. We have five Aliyahs, then we say Chatzi Kaddish, and then you call up someone for Mafter, and then we learn from a different Sefer Torah on Yom Tov. We learn the Haftarah, we learn for the Maftir, the Psukei HaMusafim, and then he says the Haftarah. But Mikra Din, the Chamishi, could have really gotten the Haftarah. So we're always making a Hoysofim. That's our Rabbein and Tam. We're always doing a Hoysofim. Why do we do like that? The Din is Maftir Rizod, the Minyan Akruim. So Rabbein and Tam and Taisus and Megillah, Rabbein and Tam says, if he can satisfy the both opinions and the Gemara, why not? So since there was an opinion in the Maftar, it's not Oilel HaMinyan HaKruim. You have to have five Aliyahs on Yom Tov and six Aliyahs on Yom Kippur in addition to the Maftar. So why not satisfy that opinion? But bottom line, Halacha L'maaseh, we paskin, the Maftar is Oilel HaMinyan HaKruim. How do we know? Because on the Tanit Sibra, you only give three Aliyahs, and the third one gets, says the Haftar. So you see that the Maftar is Oilel HaMinyan HaKruim. Yeah, so bottom line, we always make Hoysofis. We always make every Yom Tov and every Yom Kippur. We give five Aliyahs plus the Maftar with the Haftar. We give six Aliyahs in Yom Kippur plus the Maftar. So we're always making Hoysofis. At Simchas Torah, we make a ton of Hoysofis. Meaning in many shuls is that everybody gets an Aliyah. So we even lay over the same thing. Mikra Adin, you can lay over the same thing. Yeah. So the Gemara has a discussion. How do you give four Aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh, how do you divide it up? So you have, there are eight psukim in Parshas Tomid, eight psukim, two psukim in Shabbos, eight and two is ten, and then there are five psukim in Rosh Chodesh. So you have 15 psukim. So you want to give four Aliyahs. So each Aliyah has to have a minimum of three psukim, so four times three is 12, so what's the problem? You have 15 psukim. And all you need are 12 psukim. So the Gemara says no, because you're not allowed to stop within three psukim before or after a psukh or a stuma. Because people will think that they won't realize that you started from the beginning of Tomid. They'll think that, let's say, someone's going to get the last three psukim. Well, let's say you lay three psukim in Parshas Tomid. Then you have, there are eight in Tomid. So you have five left. Then you've got to lay three psukim, and you only have two psukim left. So people will think the next Aliyah is only going to get two. See, let's say the next Aliyah will get four. Get the last two in Tomid, and the next two of Yom HaShabbos, Shnei Kolos, Ben HaShem, get four psukim. But B'fnei HaNichnasim, B'fnei HaYotzim, apparently the Kriyas HaTorah was like a train station. People came in, people went out. So that's why they made this takana. You shouldn't start an Aliyah within three psukim of psukha stuma. You should end an Aliyah within three psukim, samach to a psukha or stuma, because people would think that the next Aliyah is not going to have enough psukim. So how do we arrange this? So you're going to lay in three psukim in Parshas Tomid. So that's the first Aliyah. So then what do you do? Then you're going to lay in three psukim. So you're going to stop three psukim before psukha or stuma. So you can't do that. So what do we do? So we lay over the last pasuk that we let. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and the Gemara in Megillah. They lived in two different cities. So how do you negotiate this? How do you navigate this? How do you figure out when to start the aliyahs? So the Gemara says the first aliyah gets three psukim, and the next one, that's the way most of the Rishonim say. The next Aliyah, you go back and you lay in the last pasuk that the Kohen read, and the next two psukim, and now you have another three psukim left till the end of the Parshas HaTomid. Then the third Aliyah, you lay in the three psukim with the next two. Then the fourth Aliyah, you lay in the five psukim of the Parshas Rosh Chodesh. The Vilna Gaon had a different opinion. The Gemara never says explicitly. The Gemara just says you read over one pasuk twice. So we pass like the opinion, read over one pasuk twice. So the Vilna Gaon says it doesn't say which one you read over twice. Why should the Levi read a second time the third pasuk, the last pasuk that the Kohen said? When the Levi reads over the last pasuk, he's starting two psukim after the beginning of the Parshas Tamid. So the people who come in, the Nechnasim, will think mistakenly that the Kohen who got the first Ali only got two psukim, because he's starting from the third pasuk. So the Vilna Gaon said, why should you violate anything? Why don't you lane for the Kohen the first three psukim? The Levi should lane the next five psukim. Gevaldik. And then for the Shlishi, say over. So why don't you say the last three psukim in the Levi's Aliyah, and the next two psukim in Parshas Shabbos. And then you lay in Revi. So Revi has the five psukim, so nobody has to violate anything. Why should you lay in the way we lay? So in Eretz Yisrael, that's a common practice in many of the shuls. Because in the early 1800s, Talmidei HaGra came to Eretz Yisrael. The Vilna Gaon with the Baal Shem Tov, they both felt that the Aliyah, the moving to Eretz Yisrael, will hasten the coming of Mashiach. So the Vilna Gaon wanted that Mashiach should be a Misnagid. So he wanted his Talmidim to go, they should hasten the coming of Mashiach. It should be Nusach HaGra. And Baal Shem Tov wanted Mashiach should be a Chassid. So he encouraged his Talmidim to go. So because there was such a yishuv of Talmidei HaGra, so they introduced certain practices from the Vilna Gaon. So this is one of them, that they lay in such a way that they don't violate anything. They write in the books, that in the biographies, that once Amrish Chodesh, Rabbi Kivega, lived in Germany. He was a Yekke. So once Amrish Chodesh, they took out the Sefer Torah, they were going to learn Kriyas HaTorah. So someone told Rabbi Kivega, the Vilna Gaon has a new shita, so he was ready to be Mekabel right away. Everybody heard of the Vilna Gaon. That was in the early years. Everybody heard of the Vilna Gaon. He died the late 1700s. Rabbi Kivega was the early 1800s. So he was prepared to follow the Vilna Gaon. So then someone else said, no, but the Rishonim raised that possibility, and they outvoted it. So he said, okay, if the Rishonim raised the possibility, they outvoted it, so we're not going to follow the Vilna Gaon. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's a common practice. Here in Yeshiva, they don't follow the Vilna Gaon. They don't follow the Vilna Gaon. Apparently in the yeshivas in Europe also, in the Litvish yeshivas, they didn't always follow the practice of the Vilna Gaon.
Why is the Vilna Gaon's shita much better? It still requires repeating, just like the Rishonim's. It's just repeating.
To repeat is not a problem, but to start within three psukim, that's a problem. So you can avoid starting within three psukim. If you do it like the Vilna Gaon, you avoid everything.
According to the Rishonim, we don't start within three psukim from the end.
The Levi starts on the third pasuk. So the Vilna Gaon said, why should you do that? The Levi should lay in all the five psukim. He shouldn't start within three psukim. He should end within three psukim. He should end at the psukh of the stuma. Then the Shlishi should lay in over the last three psukim that the Levi had, and the next two psukim. So that's our practice. The Gemara, the Machlokes is Rabbi Shmuel. How do you navigate? How do you give? You have 15 psukim, but you have psukim and stumas all over the place. How do you navigate? So that's what we do. We do kofel. And then one opinion of the Gemara was, he laid a half a pasuk, that takana that you have to lay three psukim means you should lay more than two psukim. So if you lay two and a half psukim, it's also good. So how are you going to solve your problem? So you lay, the coin will lay, again, the coin will lay two and a half psukim. And what did that accomplish? Then the labor will lay two and a half psukim. So between the Kohen and the Levi, only laying five psukim instead of three and three. It's two and a half and two and a half. And then, still have another three psukim left. So the Shlishi lanes three psukim in the first Parshas Tamid and the two psukim of Shabbos, Yom HaShabbos. Then the Revi lanes the five psukim of Musaf, of Rosh Chodesh. So that's the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. So we don't follow that opinion called Psukah Dolei Paskei Moshe. And not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of a pasuk. But you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of a parsha. We always do that. What are you talking about? Kriyas HaTorah, we always stop in the middle. The Kohen lanes, the first three psukim, stopping in the middle of a parsha. How did the Gemara come up with a new story here? Called parsha dolei paskei moshe, and not paskinam. There is no such thing. The Gemara just says, called psukah dolei paskei moshe, and not paskinam. And sometimes make a line that too. If you one opinion there, the machlekes is Rabbi Shmuel. In order to navigate the four aliyahs and the psukim, the five psukim and the two psukim and the eight psukim and the two psukim and the five psukim. So one opinion, probably Shmuel, probably passing like Rav, the Isabeth, probably passing like Rav. So one opinion was that you're allowed to lay in half a pasuk. We're machmen that you're not allowed to. How can say called Pasha loy paskim? It's not so. Then he asked a further kasha. How can you say called Pasha loy paskim Moshe? The Gemara says, in the Beis Hamik, maybe called Psuka the loy paskim Moshe and non loy paskin, and maybe they're both dinim are true. Maybe there's a din called Psuke, that's the Gemara Megillah and Tainus. Gemara and Tainus also talking about the same topic. How do you learn Kriyas HaTorah for the Anshei Maimed? They learn Kriyas HaTorah every day of the week. Just like the Kohanim are divided into 24 Mishmaros, so all the Kohanim are divided also into 24 groups. Now everything in the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed so many years ago, so nobody remembers who belongs. None of the Kohanim remember what Mishmah they belong to. Nobody, the Israelim don't remember what Maimed they belong to. What they have mamadas for, so the Mishnah explains, because you have a klal, when you're bringing a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, not right to send al day shliach. If you have no choice, you send al day shliach. So the omer al gabav is not me'akeh b'di'evet. But l'chatchila, korban shel adam is korban, so you should be omer al gabav, he should be there. So when you bring the korbanos t'midim and mesafim, that's on behalf of all the klal Yisrael. So how do you have korban shel adam korban omer al gabav? Klal Yisrael is not standing there. You can't stay there. You have to work for a living. How can I have all the Klal Yisrael standing in Beis HaMikdash? So the Nevi'im Shebeneim Tiknu, the Gemara says there in Tainus, they divide the world of Klal Yisrael into 24 groups. Representatives of Klal Yisrael stand there in the Beis HaMikdash when the Tminim and Mustafa are offered, and they represent the world of Klal Yisrael. They can't have physically, they can't have millions of people standing in the Azorah. So you have a representation. Every week there would be a different group. Like the Kohanim were divided into 24 groups, and each group is divided into six Batayovis, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and so on. So the rest of Klal Yisrael, those are the Anshei Maimed. So the Anshei Maimed used to learn Kriyas HaTorah every day of the week. Everybody else only learns Shedim HaChamishi Monday and Thursday, and they learn Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Every day they learn from Bereshis. So also they had a problem, because it didn't always have enough psukim for the three aliyahs. So he used to lay in a half a pasuk. So you have a big shas hadchak, so you read pasuk, and you do lay in a half a pasuk. Machlaik is there also, Rabbi Shmuel, whether you kofel, whether you lay over the same pasuk twice, or you lay in a half a pasuk. So this topic, this sugi, appears both in Megillah and in Tainus. So it could be that we really pasuk in both, called psukah de la pasuk moshe, called parshah de la pasuk moshe. But maybe the difference is like this, called psukah de la pasuk moshe, you don't even allow to lay in a half a pasuk, if you're going to read the other half a pasuk right away for the next aliyah. We don't paskin like Shmuel, that the Kohen gets 2.5 psukim, the Levi gets the next 2.5 psukim. We don't allow a half a pasuk, even though we're going to be mashlim in another 2 minutes. Maybe called parsha dole paskin moshe, we always stop in the middle of a parsha. Sheni, shlish, uchmish, always in the middle. You don't always stop at a psuk or a stuma. So maybe that's because we're going to finish, we're going to be mashlim till the end. In the session by the Kriyas HaTorah, got to be mashlim. So maybe they're both in Bashenikin over here. If you're going to lay in every day, you're going to say Parshas Bolok, the was Bilam. So you're just going to say Kel Motziyam in Mitzrayim, Korah Shachab Karich Lovi Yekamen. You're not going to lay in the rest. So you're not going to finish it both Samaimed at all. So maybe the two dinim are correct. Maybe we're more machmer called Psukah de la Pasuk Moshe, even if you're going to be mashlim the Pasuk. Both are maimed. In another 2 minutes, we're going to finish it. We don't allow. Maybe called parsha, we only allow to lay the half a parsha if you're going to be mashlim it soon. And here by kriyash ma'inakam the mashlim. So the Morgan Avram says, no, it's not true. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to lay in hazinu. The Gemara says that when the Kohanim would pour the yayin le'nesach, so the Levim would sing shira. Ein ha'mishira ela la'yayin. When the Kohanim are pouring the wine, that's when the Levim would sing the Shirim. So the Levim, there were Levim who would play music, and other Levim would sing the Shir Shal Yom. They divided the Shir Shal Yom into three units. So what was the Shir Shal Yom on Shabbos? Mitzvah Shal Yom on Shabbos was the Shir Shal Yom. So the Gemara said that was by the Nisach HaYayin of the Tomin Shal Shachar. What's with the Nisach HaYayin of the Musafim? What Shir did they say then? So the Gemara said they said Hazinu. So they divided Hazinu into six sections. The Rashi Tevis was Haziblach, Hezan Yud Vav, Lamed Chav, Haziblach, Hazinus, Chayim Aselim, Yakiveyu, Ayar Hashem Vayinot. So 1 week they read Hazina, 1 week they read Chayim Aselim, 1 week they read Yakiveyu, and so on. So the Magen Avraham says, isn't that a violation of called Parsha Lot Paskei Moshe? They didn't even finish it this week. They're going to finish it in 6 weeks. They finished everything. I don't remember anybody about Korah here. Hazivloch, each one of the Hapsokas ends at a Psucha Stuma. If each one ends at a Psucha Stuma, then there's no problem. They're Chumash here. You should take a look. But I think that's the Magen Avraham's kasha. I think he assumes you should look at a Chumash. Maybe Hazinim, maybe each one is a Psucha Stuma, so then there's no violation. Called Parsha Let Paskei Moshe doesn't mean Parsha Sashivu as Lech Lecha. That does mean that Parsha. That's the Sedra. Parsha means between a Psuch and a Stuma. It's called a Parsha. It's okay. If Hazivloch, each one is a Psuch and a Stuma, so then there's no problem. Then the Kasha doesn't get off the ground. But the Magen Avraham asked that Kasha. He assumes the Hazivloch should be a violation. He might think that the both rules are, the both dinim are correct. Called Psuch Let Paskei Moshe is Mochom, and then called Parsha Let Paskei Moshe. Even if you're going to say the second half of the Pasuk in the course of the Kriyas HaTorah today, still not allowed. We Paskin, still not allowed. And called Parsha Let Paskei Moshe, that if you're going to finish the Parsha within today's Kriya, it is allowed. So he's bothered with the Kasha from Hazivloch.
Isn't it more in like the context of Tefillah also just quoting, sounds like even just quoting Psukim here, saying them over and not in the context of the Parsha Psukim, still would be a problem? So then how in Tefillah are we allowed to say that are not the entire Parsha?
Yeah. Well, the Gemara says called Parsha Le Paskei Moshe. Sounds like it's only a Chumash.
We still call
Pesukim a
Chumash.
Today, half a Pesuk, we assume, is not even allowed in the Vayim Ksuvim. Say half a Pesuk. That's why it says by the end of Baruch David, the Chorosim Abris is the middle of a Pesuk. So it says it's not right to pause over there. Not right to pause over there because of course Marvis is in the middle of a pasuk. Even though that's in the Vim Ksuvim, that's not in Chumash, but Kol Psukad La Paskei Moshe is a problem. Even in the Vim Ksuvim, Kol Parsha La Paskei Moshe, I don't know. They both say Parsha La Paskei Moshe, Kol Psukad La Paskei Moshe. They both have the same lashon. So that's this. I think Magen Avraham has a discussion about that. Kol Psukad La Paskei Moshe, does it only apply to Chumash? Does it even apply to the Vim Ksuvim? He's mesupik about that. He raises maybe quotes Machlokes Achreinim. I don't remember.
He says
it's a different answer. Whenever it's derech tina bakasha muta, let's say you say Hashem Hashem kelevach mechanan, that's derech tina bakasha. So that's in Chumash. That should really be osir. So the poskim say it's muta because he said derech tina. Not saying derech limba, derech tina bakasha. That's the kasha they ask the kids who Shulchan Aruch recommends. That when they open up the Aron Kodesh on Yontif, and everybody says, Yud Gimel Midas, so he recommends you start from the beginning of that Pesuk, Ayav Hashem Apana Vayikra, Hashem Hashem Karach Machanan. So the Meforshim on the Kitzur Shulchanach ask a kasha, why, but you're reciting Yud Gimel Midas, Hashem Hashem Karach Machanan, Derech Chino Bakosha. So why is there a concern of Kol Pesukah de Lepaskei Moshe? You're not saying it the Torah's Pesuk, saying it the Torah's Chino. So some answer that the Taisus and Rosh Hashanah, the first parak, has two opinions. Machlokes Rav Shanim, which are the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim? So we usually say, Hashem, Hashem, Karach Macharon. Hashem Kodem Sheyechta, Hashem Lacha Sheyechta. Those are the first two Shemas. So Taisus quotes one opinion, no, Vayav Hashem Alpana Bayikra Hashem, colon, Hashem Karach Macharon. So the first Shem Hashem is not part of the Yud Gimel Midas. The correct reading, Vayav Hashem Alpana Bayikra Hashem, colon, Hashem Karach Macharon. So maybe that's what motivated the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch to say you should really start from the beginning of the Pasuk, Vayav Hashem Apana Vayikra, because if you're going to start from Hashem Hashem, maybe the Derechina Bakosh is only the second Shem Hashem, not the first one. Mikubal is that the first one is also. That's why usually when they say Yud Gimel Midas, so that everybody pauses. The whole Tzibin of Hashem Vayikra, everybody pauses, and then they, after a long pause, then they say Hashem Hashem Karach Machan. But maybe that's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is medaktik about, yeah?
Maybe the difference is that the Luvim, they're
going to
finish it eventually,
that's
tomorrow. But here,
yeah,
they're never going to finish it.
Next Shabbos, yeah. That's the Shaila. Is it okay if you're going to finish next Shabbos? That's the Magen Avraham raises the question. So So this is the Magen Avraham's kasha. He said, how come here it says called Parsha Dole Paske Moshe, and there in Megillah and in Tainus, it has it on the side, the cross reference, but it's not at all the same. There it says called Psuka Dole Paske Moshe. Usually, when there's a slight shinoi, when there's a major shinoi, so on the Masoras HaShas, he gives you the cross reference, and he says Ayin Sham. Major shinoi means here it says Asa, there it says Mutter. Or it's a different name. Here it says Ravina, there it says Ravashi, here it says Abai, there it says Robin. So it's a different name or a different psak. Here, it's different. The whole memory is different. Here it says Kol Parsha, there it says Kol Psuka. So she'd really say Megillah Beis Ayin Sham. She'd have said Ayin Sham. It says Shinei Nuscha. That's major. That's the Magen Avraham points at. It's not the same. That's the Kasha. That's the Magen Avraham's Kasha. Turei Yevon works on it. In Megillah, the Turei Yevon works on the Kasha, on the Magen Avraham's Kasha. So Rav Soloveitchik had a suggestion. He thought that the two dinim are the same. That Kol Psuk de la Paske Moshe, Kol Parsha de la Paske Moshe is one din that you have to recite Kichsavai. When you learn Kriya Satar, you have to learn Kichsavai. So he thought Kol Psuk de la Paske Moshe and Anlai Paskinan is violated in one of two ways. Either you have a long pasuk and you pause in the middle too long, so he broke the one pasuk up into two. Or, if you have two psukim, and the Baal Korei comes to a soft pasuk, and he starts the next pasuk right away, and he pauses in the middle. So he's combining two psukim together, which are really not one pasuk. When there's a soft pasuk, he's supposed to pause. So just like it's a violation to pause in the middle of a pasuk, it's the same type of violation, namely, kriya shelo kechsavai. If you run through, a lot of Bali Kriya do that. They get to a certain pasuk, so they don't pause. They just go weiter. But they have to catch the breath, so they start the next pasuk, and then they pause in the middle of the next pasuk. So he said, that's also a violation. After learn Kichsavan. So he said, in Megillah and in Tainus, they're talking about Kriya Sator. Kriya Sator with the Takanas Chachamim was instituted by Torah's Psukim. Namely, every Aliyah has to have a minimum of three Psukim. And the Kriya Satorah has to have a minimum of 10 psukim. So you have to give 3 aliyahs, so 3 times 3 should be 9. So that was a takona. No, each aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim, and the sum total of the whole Kriya Satorah, Shedim HaChamishi, on Shabbos, Eftim, Temincha, on a time Sibah, you have to have a minimum of 10 psukim. So one of the 3 aliyahs has to get 4 psukim. So the Gemara says, if the Kohen gets 4 psukim, he got the fattest aliyah, he's the best. If the lady got 4, it's great. If the shlishi got 4, it's great. Someone has to get 4, and an aliyah, 4 psukim, is better than an aliyah of 3 psukim. And never says that an aliyah of 5 psukim is better than an aliyah of 4 psukim. There are 2 aliyahs. There's an aliyah of 3 and an aliyah. The basic, the bare minimum is 3. And if you have 4, it's even better. That's why the Rav Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmim, wrote a whole autobiography. So he writes about all the characters in his family. Someone was his aunt, Nahamo. The Netziv's first wife was the daughter of Rabitzala Valozhina. Rabitzala Valozhina was the son of Rab Chaim Valozhina. So she was a shtickel feminist. So he has a whole chapter about his aunt, about her shtick. Then he has about his uncle. His father, Baruch HaLevi Epstein, was a Levi. His father was a Levi. So his uncle was a Levi. So the uncle, when he used to get an aliyah at a tiny sibur, when you're laying by Chal, so the lady Ali only have 3 psukim, and the shlishi has a dozen psukim. So he wouldn't say the bracha shenasalon until the Baal Kor would lay in a 4th pasuk to him. You're not cheating the shlishi. The shlishi is going to get a dozen psukim anyway. So what does he need? It's good enough with 11 psukim. He doesn't need 12 psukim. 3 psukim is the bare minimum. 4 is a fatter aliyah. So he said, give me 4 psukim. So he would hold everybody, had a captive audience. Everybody had to wait till he said the bracha shenasanan. He wouldn't say shenasanan till the bracha would lay in another pasuk. So by Kriya Satorah, the takana was instituted by Torah's psukim. Every aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim, and the sum total has to be a minimum of 10 psukim. And on Shabbos, when you give 7 aliyahs, so the Gemara says, since the minimum is 7 and the minimum is 3 psukim for each aliyah, so the minimum is 21 psukim. You have to have a minimum of 21 psukim in the whole Kriya Sator. That's why the Haftarah also, on Shabbos, the Haftarah has to have a minimum of 21 psukim, or less Shalom and Yonah, unless you finish the whole topic. And fewer than 21 psukim, so then it's good with less. So the whole takonis kriya satora was instituted midirabbanan b'toras psukim. How many psukim you have to read? So since the unit that you're working with is the unit of psukim, so there the din of shalot kichsov depends on psukim. So that's what the Gemara's lashon there is called psukah de la paskim moshe anan loy paskin. If you want to lay only a half a pasuk, then it's a violation of kichsov. But here we're talking about the parsha shlishis of kriya shma. So we said, we pointed out on the first day when we started the Masechta, so the Prima Godim has in the Psicha, the Hilchas Kriya Shema, that there are four different opinions how much of Shema is there, Raisa. So he quotes the Ramban and the Machamas is of the opinion only Pasuk Rishon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, and everything else is only Midi Rabban. Rashi, the opening Rashi in the Masechta, seems to hold Parsha Rishon is there, Raisa, and Ohyam Shema is only Midi Rabban. Parsha Shniya, it says also B'shach Baruch Kamecha, Ubi Dibet Terahu Dichsiv. Tosis, the first Tosis in the Masechta disagrees with Rashi. They take issue with Rashi. They say no. Just like Parsha Rishayna says, B'shach Bo Kamecha, Parsha Shni is their Raisa because of Kriyashma. Parsha Rishayna is also B'shach Bo Kamecha. Two Parshas are their Raisa. And the Rambam is the fourth sheet. And the Rambam sounds like he says, all three Parshas are their Raisa. Everybody agrees the third Parsha is also their Raisa because of its Zechiris, its Yes Mitzrayim. But everybody else assumes that's a different mitzvah. There's one mitzvah, Kriya Shema, Shalach Lachumecha. There's another mitzvah, Zechiris, Tzias Mitzrayim. That's the upcoming mission on the bottom of Yud Beis on the Beis. The Rambam writes as if Zechiris, Tzias Mitzrayim is an integral part of the mitzvah. Somehow it's a part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. How so? How so? That's what the Tzlach was bothered with the Kasha. The Tzlach was by the Nerdy Behuda and Brochus. He was bothered with the Kasha. How come the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of Zechiris and Tzias Mitzrayim every day as one of the Tayag mitzvahs? He counts Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim Leil Pesach as one of the Tayag mitzvahs, but he never included Zechiris and Tzias Mitzrayim. So they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim two different answers. So one answer is more famous and the other answer is less famous. So the famous answer is that the Mishnah is going to have, the upcoming Mishnah is going to have a Machlekes HaTanaim. So the word kol is marbe something. So what is it marbe? So that's a machlekes ben Zoyma and the Chachamim. So ben Zoyma says kol yemechayecha halelos, that there's a chiyah bayom and a chiyah balayla. But losi lavanim osam mashiach, there won't be any longer the mitzvah of zechiras tzias mitzrayim, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, here it is, the second very wide line on the daf on Yud Beis and Beis. Towards the bottom of the daf, the fourth line from the bottom. Hine yamim bo'im diyum Hashem lo yomrod chay Hashem shehela as bnei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. We won't talk about Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim every day. Pesach night we will. Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim every day we won't have kiyim. They rather will say chay Hashem shehela v'shehebi zera beis Yisrael mi'eretz Tzafon and mikol haratzah shehidachtim shom. So he says, lo silah, but there will no longer be a mitzvah of Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim every day. The Chachamim disagree. No, kol yimei chayecha, kol havi namos haMashiach. There is no chiyah balayla. Ben Zayma says the word kol is mar balaylos. And namos haMashiach, there won't be a chiyah. The Chachamim Amrim is not true. The havi namos haMashiach, the mitzvah will still apply. In balayla, there is no chiyah b'tzich. Zechir is tzitzis mitzrayim elam. So that's the double machlokes satanan. Is there a chiyah b'olam hazeh, balayla? And will there be a chiyah b'lasidla v'namos haMashiach? So we pass on la'aloche like Ben Zayma, that we say Vayomer Balayla, and we say Emes V'Yamuna Balayla. You assume there is a Chiv, Zechiris Mitzias Mitzrayim Balayla, Bizman HaZeh. So the word Kol goes Halelos. Mechayecha Hayamim Koyim Mechayecha Halelos. So the Moshe Moshech, the mitzvah will not apply. We read the Pasuk in Yishai literally. Vayomer wrote, Chay Hashem Shalem HaNesom Yeretzim. So the Rambam has one of the 14 klolim is that you only include in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Minyan HaMitzvahs, mitzvahs that are noig l'duris. Whatever is only Hayra Shoah doesn't belong. So what's a Hayra Shoah? Let's say not to leave over the month till the morning. That was a Hayra Shoah. Or Haremus Matchalayam Ufkoi. That was a Hayra Shoah once in the history of the world. So whatever is only Hayra Shoah is not included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So that's what Rab Chaim said. This is correct. Rab Chaim said, if you have a mitzvah that only applies for a few thousand years, from Maimon HaSin until Yemos HaMashiach, and after Yemos HaMashiach will no longer apply, that's also called a Hayra Shoah. There's room to Dingzach. What do you mean? That's a Hayra Shoah. That's for a few thousand years. So Rab Chaim said no, but if it doesn't apply the Yom Avod, the Moshe HaMashiach won't apply, then it's a Hirosha, so it shouldn't be included. That was the one suggestion that he gave. Then Rab Chaim had another suggestion. Maybe that's the famous one. The first one is the famous one. Then the second one, Rab Soloveitchik said over B'Shem Rab Chaim, somehow others, this was lost by everybody else. The family and Eretz Soloveitchik, they never heard of the second answer. They only heard of the first answer. So the second answer that Rab Soloveitchik used to say was that the Rambam's opinion is, he writes Beferish, that Zechiras Yetzirah Mitzrayim doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah. It's a chelik of the mitzvah of Kabbalos on Malchus Shemaim, just like you read it in Seres HaDibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shehotzeisicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avadim. So the Ibn Ezra quotes the question from Rav Yehuda Halevi, why doesn't it say Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shebarasu Shemaim Ba'aretz? So he says, no, they weren't there. The Jewish people at Har Sinai didn't witness Briyas Olam. They witnessed Yetzirah Mitzrayim. So Ibn Shalom says, you saw with your own two eyes, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shehotzeisicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. You know for a fact, you lived through it. So that's the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim is Derech Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the mitzvah of Kriyashma every day is Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. According to the opinion that Kriyashma Lab Deraisa, and Dafka follow Kriyashma Lab Deraisa. So when it says B'shoch Kamecha, it really means Ahubidi Retaru Hudichsiv. So the nature of the mitzvah of B'shoch Kamecha is not really Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. You can say whatever parsha you want. So on parsha is Bayero, say parsha is Bayero. On parsha is Chayusora, say parsha is Bima B'Sedra. Every week say whatever you want for Kriyashma. But we assume like the Rambam, we assume like that opinion of Daf Chofalov, that Kriyashma there is. You have to Dafka say Shema Bayom Shemaya. So the nature of the mitzvah is not Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a different mitzvah. According to the other opinion, there aren't two different mitzvahs. One is Talmud Torah, one is Kriyashma. Kriyashma means Talmud Torah. But we pass from Kriyashma Deraisa, so Talmud Torah is one mitzvah, and then there's another mitzvah of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim, to recite Shema V'Hayoyim Shema, Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim, and Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. So the Torah requires Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim should be Derech Haskoras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Like we say, Anoche Shema Lakecha Shea Tzatzichem V'Yaretz Mitzrayim V'Beis Abadim. So we should say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, in connection with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Our ancestors lived through the Golas Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim. And they witnessed the Esamakas and the Gilu Shechina at the time of Makas Becheres and the Gilu Shechina by Kriyas Yamsuf and so on. So that's why the Rambam seems to hold that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is an integral part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim. So in Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim, the halacha requires you should say two parshiyos, Shema B'Hayayim Shamayim, one parsha, two parshiyos. So when the Chachamim established that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of that requirement, to be Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, al yidei haskaras, it should be Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim, al yidei haskaras Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So just like the Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim has to be in units of parshios, so the Yetzias Mitzrayim should also be in the unit of a parsha. That's why here, the halacha requires kichsavoy, a parsha. If you're leaning the Torah's Psukim, Kriyas HaTorah normally all year long was the Takanos Chacham, the Torah's Psukim. So there, the unit that you're working with, the Psukim, so then if you'll say, Kol Psukim, the Lord Paskim, Shanana Paskim, you say half a Paskim, you say combine together two Psukim, that'll be Shalot Kechsovay on Psukim. But if you're saying Kriyashma, and you're saying the third Parsha as a Chelik of Kriyashma, not a separate mitzvah, as a Chelik of Kriyashma, according to the Rambam, then the din of Kol Parsha de la Pascha Moshe sets in, because you're working with units of Parshios. So the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim should also be as a Parsha. So if you're going to say only part of Nevuas Bilam, you're not going to say the whole thing. You can't say the whole thing to Yechidit Zibur. It's way too long. It'll take another half a minute, quarter of a minute, whatever. People have to finish and go to work. So you can't say the whole Parsha. So you're going to say half a Parsha. Half a Parsha is a violation of Kichsov over here. So Soloveitchik was led to believe that the same is regarding Hazivloch, that the tradition has it in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, it's in the end of Chelek Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah, after Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, that they have some of the special dinim of Kriyas HaTorah. So it says when you lain Hazinu and Shabbos Hazinu, so you have to lain Kederch Shachalukim Kan Kachalukim the Beis HaKnesset, just like the Levim and the Beis Hamikdash read 1 week Hazivloch Hazina, next week they read Zechoy Masel, next week they lay Yarkiveyu, So just like the Levim divided up the Shiras Hazinu in these units week by week, so too in the Beis HaKnesses on the Shabbos Parshas Hazinu, we should stop in Hazivloch. So what is that all about? So Hazivloch is a Shira, it has to be read as a Shira. If you read a poem and you stop in the wrong place, so you kill the whole poem. So just like you have to learn Psukim B'Toras Psukim, you have to learn Parsha B'Toras Parsha, so if you're learning a poem, you have to learn a Shira B'Toras Shira. So you have to stop at the right place. So this led the Rav Soloveitchik to suggest that maybe Hazivloch is a Din D'Oraisa. Maybe if you're going to stop in the wrong place, in Hazina, maybe that'll be also a Din D'Oraisa. Yilein Shaloi Kechsova. So that's why he preferred the Minig, where he came from. He was brought up in a Lubavitcher village. His father was a rabbi in Chaslavich. That was a Lubavitcher village. So by Lubavitch, they follow those poskim who are makbed on Hazivloch in the Shena v'Chamishim. Not only on Shabbos when you're going to learn the whole Hazinu. The Rama says in the end of Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, you only have to be makbed on Hazivloch to stop in the right places. On Shabbos morning, Parshas Hazinu, we're going to learn the whole Parsha, so you should stop in the correct places. But on Shabbos afternoon to Mincha of Vayelech, when you learn Hazinu, or in Sheni Machamishi of the week of Hazinu, since you're not going to learn the whole Seder anyway, so there's no kapeda of Hazivloch. So Rav Soloveitchik's minig was that even in the weekdays when you're not going to finish the whole Parsha, also you have to lay Maturas Shira. If you stop in the wrong place, you kill the poem, you kill the Shira. So he suggests maybe it's a real Din D'Oraisa. So this was his suggestion. That called Parsha Le'Pasuk Moshe, called Psukah Le'Parsha Moshe, is really the same thing. It boils down to the same thing. It depends. Are you laning psukim b'toras psukim? Then the rule is shalok yichsava, not to break up a pasuk in half, not to combine two psukim together. You have to stop at a sub pasuk and not stop in the middle of a pasuk. And if you're laning b'toras parshas, then the halacha requires that it shouldn't be shalok yichsava; it should be called parsha lo paskemesh. Yeah, that was a mechudish dika suggestion, but the kasha was posed by the Magen Avraham. About to steer between the two Gemaras, that is not the same. So the Gemara poses the question, we understand why they never chose Parshas Balak, that'll take forever. People have to go to work, so they're not going to learn Kel Motziyomi Mitzrayim, Mikorav Shachav Kari, beautiful, but it'll take too long. But why do we learn Dafke Tzitzis? We can learn Ribis on Mishkolas, that's very brief. So the Gemara says, Parshas, the next line, Parshas Tzitz Mipnei Ma'akavua. Why did they choose Parshas Tzitz? Because just they well read Parshas Mishkolas, or Parshas Ribbis. For this, the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yerubar B'chavi Mipnei, Sheyesh B'chamisha Dvarim. Has five wonderful things that are all important to know. First of all, it has Zechiris Tzitz Mitzrayim. That's the most important. Then it has Tzitzis, the mitzvah Noeg every day. So you might as well know that. And in addition to, well, you can learn Mishkolas, or you can lay ribbis also, it'll have Zichiras Yetzir Mitzrayim, and it'll have ribbis on Mishkolas, but you have another three things here. What are the additional three things? It has Ol Mitzvahs, Das Minim, Hir Aver, Hir Aver Dizor, in addition. So the Gemara says, where do you see all this? Bishlei Mahani Tlas Meforshan. Three of them are obvious. What is that? Ol Mitzvahs, Chsiv Reis, Meschatim, Mechamitzah Hashem. So that's Kabbalah, Sol Kol HaMitzvahs. In Mishkolos and in Ribbis, you don't have such a pasuk. V'schartem is kol mitzvah Hashem. That you don't have. You only have it here by Parshas Tzitzis. Yeah, Tzitzis, it says, V'asalem Tzitzis, that we know. It's here some time that we know. Elo, where do you have Das Minim in here, Raber, and here, Raber, where do you have that? The Gemara says, no, Ditanya. Achrei Levavchen, V'achrei Nechem, Achrei Levavchen, Zum Minus, Chein Ho'emer, Oman Ovo, Belibo, Ein Elokim. He doesn't believe in God. And Achrei Nechem is a Hir Avera, that's sexual perversion, sexual Averas. Shenema, Vayam Hashim Shaloviv, he wanted to marry this Nochris, Osu Kachli, Kihi Yishor Be'enai. Yishor Be'enai has to do with women. So it's Achrei Nechem is Hir Avera. Hir Avera means with women. And Achrei, and Asher Atem Zayim Achreim is Hir Avodizor, Chein Ho'emer, they worshipped Avodah Zarah. So that's why instead of Parshas Balak would be beautiful, but it's way too long. It's Tirchot HaTzibur. But why did they choose Parshas Tzitzis over Parshas Mishkolas and Parshas Ribbis, all three of them are good choices. They're both brief, and they both have a Zechiyot Tzias Mitzrayim. It has another mitzvah that's gevaldik. Gemara says, no, because Parshas Tzitzis has Das Minim and Das Avodah Zorah and Heir Averah and Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah. So that's why they instituted Parshas Tzitzis. And Tzitzis quotes a passage from the Yerushalmi, the last Tzitzis in the Perek, that if you look carefully, I am Bava Tim Tzahako. Look in the three parshios and you see that all Aseres Adibros, the themes of all the Aseres Adibros would appear in the three parshios of Shema. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi. Osin Gimel Parshios Shetiknu B'Kriya Shema. Why? Hishabahem Aseres Adibros. So it says, look and you'll see. Okay. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote that Yerushalmi. Yeah, the next Mishnah says, the Machlokes ben Zalman HaChaim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a young man and he was appointed chief rabbi. Why? So Rashi refers it to the story in Perek Tevilas HaShach, Adav Chavches. Rabbi Gamliel was a chief rabbi and he was deposed because he had insulted once too many times. He had insulted Rabbi Yeshua, who was his Bar Plukta. He didn't allow any disagreeing opinions. He stifled all those who disagreed with him. That's not Dr. Shel Torah. Yesterday we had a speaker who was talking about Abai v'Rava. That Abai had all the traditions and Rava was ma'arer against everything. We have to chazer shas to see if it's true. Okay, then Rava is always a troublemaker. I don't know. Rava is always the one who's ma'arer. I don't know. He said the Be'er Sheva says that at the end of Harvias. You got to take a look there too. So Rabbi Gamliel was fired, and then the shaila was, whom should they? You have to have someone has to be the chief rabbi for the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh. You have to know who has the final word over here. So they couldn't appoint Rabbi Akiva, because he was a descendant from Gerim. They couldn't appoint Rabbi Yeshua, he was the Bar Plukta. They fired Rabbi Gamliel because of Rabbi Akiva, because of Rabbi Yeshua. So that would be too hurtful to Rabbi Gamliel. They can't appoint this one, that one. On the other side, by process of elimination, they appoint to Rabbi Lozem and Azariah. Shine. He was very young at that time, so he was afraid. He has a dark beard. No one's going to respect him. Everybody else had a long, great beard, and he had a dark beard. So overnight, he grew old. So he had all these white streaks in his beard. So that's why he says, I look as if I'm 70 years old. That's what Rashi writes. How you say, Nira Zakim, below Zakimam, she wasn't so old. But he aged overnight, and he looked like he was older than he really was. So he says, Hare Ani Kiven Shimshona, and I never knew what the proof is. I never heard what's the Hoychoche. How do you know? You have to say the third Parsha Vayomer at night. The Pasuk in Chumash says you should bring Korban Pesach. The simple Pshat in the Pasuk, you should bring Korban Pesach once a year on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, the Mantiskar. So it says, eating Korban Pesach once a year, every year, will remind you in the course of the whole year about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. You shouldn't forget. So the Tanaim have an additional level of interpretation. Pshuto Shel Mikra is you should bring Korban Pesach once a year, and that'll be sufficient. This will help you remember all year long. In addition to that, so the Tanaim have an additional level of interpretation, not Lefi Pshuto, Laman Tizkar, it means Laman Tazkir. You should mention, Yem Tzeis Chemen Sel Koyim Echayecho, you should mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like it says, Zohar is Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho. So Zohar, one might have thought that Zohar means Pshuto Shel Mikra, remember, don't forget about Shabbos. You should remember, always remember about Shabbos. Don't do any malachas. And perhaps the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation that the Pasuk Zohar is Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho means mention the fact that today is Shabbos. Kiddush. Zohreyu Alayayin. You should, Zohar Milosh and Lahazikir. The Rambam writes that that's not correct. What I just said is not correct. You have a lot of psukim like that. Pshuto Shel Mikra is one way. And the Torah Shema Peh has an additional level of interpretation. But the Rambam says that you only include, the Rambam has his own rules and regulations. The Rambam says you only include in the Sefer HaMitzvahs what is Lefi Pshuto Shel Mikra. So the Rambam claims that Kiddush belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs because that's the Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's not like the way I said. The Zohar Shem Shabbos Kachshu Pshuto Shel Mikra means remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy, not to do malach. And there's an additional level of interpretation with the Torah Shem Al Peh. Zohar means lahaskis. The Rambam said that's wrong. That's the Pshuto Shel Mikra. How does he know that that's Pshuto Shel Mikra? Because the Gemara says later, Nashim Chayos Bikidush Hayom Dvar Torah. So the Rambam says, there you have it. There were two words, Dvar Torah means that that's Pshuto Shel Mikra. Where is that? Here. On Daf Chof on the base. Nashim Chayos is around 25 lines from the top. Amar Avada Barahab and Nashim Chayos Bikidush Hayom Dvar Torah. So he says, the two words Dvar Torah mean Pshuto Shel Mikra. How does he know? I don't know. That's what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The word Dvar Torah means that that's Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra means he should recite Kiddush. Zohar Shel Mishkasa, even if it wouldn't be Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's still, it's an additional level of interpretation. But the Rambam thinks that that's even Pshuto, Torah Shebichsav. You have the same thing in the Megillas Esther. Such a popular mitzvah. There is a mitzvah, Shalach Manas, Matanas Levyayinim, Sudas Purim. Everything is Mefurish and the Megillah, except for Mikra Megillah. Where does it say you have to read the Megillah? It never really says it explicitly. It says, Hayamim Ha'ele Nizkarim V'Na'asim. So the Gemara translates the first half of Megillah. Nizkarim does mean these days are remembered. Nizkarim, these days are spoken of. Nizkarim Miloshen Lahaskir, not Miloshen Lizakor, to remember, Lahaskir, to mention. It's the same word, Zayin Chofresh. So here also the Tanoim understood the Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's in Parshas Re'eh. Pshuto Shel Mikra is make sure you bring Korban Pesach every year, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you eat it Leil HaSeder, in order that you should remember all your Matiskan San Kayim Echayech. So the Tanoim have an additional level of interpretation, Leman Tazikir. It says Tisker, but it means you should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. So it says, Kol Yimechayecha, the daytime. That's in connection with chakras. How do you know you have to mention by Yomer, by Ma'ariv as well? And it says Kol Yimechayecha, only by Yomer, lo b'alayla. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. It says the word Kol, Kol Yimechayecha. Kol is always a ribui. So what is it Marbe? So that's the Machlokes Ben Zayman HaChacham. So Ben Zayman thinks that it's Marbe Halelos, and Lassid Lavelimos, Moshiach, there will no longer be a mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. There will be a mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim, without Pesach, but there will no longer be a mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Rav Chaim suggested maybe that's why Zechiris Yitzayim is a Hirashah, that that's why it doesn't belong in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the other Tanoim, the Chacham and Marmim, not true. There is no Chiyah Balayla, and the word Kol is not Mar Balayla, it's Kol. This chiyuv will continue to apply even after Moshiach will come. In other words, you don't read the pasuk in Yirmiyah literally. No, that's not what it means. The ikur will be, we'll talk about the gula hasida, and that'll be a tafel. That's how the Gemara says on the last line, on the base. So that's a machlokes ben Zayman Lachacham. It's interesting, Rabbi Kiveger on Mishnayis on this Mishnah points out that the way we have the gears in the Mishnah, it says, Yimechayecha hayamim, ko yimechayecha halelos. Lachacham emay, Yimechayecha oelam, I say, ko yimechayecha lohavi, limos ha-Mashiach. Why does it say lohavi by limos ha-Mashiach? Why doesn't it say lohavi halelos? Yimechayecha hayamim, ko yimechayecha lohavi halelos. Why they only have the lashon lahavi l'mos haMashiach by the Chachamim Marmim? The word called is a ribui. So if it's marbe something, either marbe l'mos haMashiach or it's marbe halelos. So that's Rabbi Kiveger quotes one of the earlier achrayim, one of the famous achrayim. Forgot there was it's a whole group of achrayim from the 1600s, early 1700s. Nobody even looks at it today. Shev Yankel with the Shvus Yankel with the Dibre with the Cheskel. No one ever looks in the Svarim. So everybody today looks in, if you look in Rav Sternbuch's Svarim, he begins from the Vilna Gaon. Nobody exists before the Vilna Gaon. He starts with the Vilna Gaon, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Shaul Leib Diskin, Briske Rav, Chazon Ish, and that's all. That's all. No one else exists. And the Tzitz Eliezer ends. He only quotes the Shev Yankov, the Shvus Yankov, the Diri Cheska, whatever, all these Svarim that we never heard of. And he doesn't quote the ones from the later ones. He ends where the Moshe Sternbuch begins. That's where he ends. So the Rabbi Kiveger quotes one of those Achronim, gives an answer here. Why he says Lahavi L'mos HaMashiach here. So there's a famous explanation from Velvela Soloveitchi. He said it's not the same din. If you're Marbe Leilois, so it's a different Chiyuv. Yimechayecha yamim kol yimechayecha halilos. It's a chiv zechias yitzias mitzayim bayom, and a chiv yitzias mitzayim balayla. It's not the same mitzvah applies balayla. One is bayom, one is balayla. As manu shel zeh lo kaz manu shel zeh. The two different mitzvahs. But if you say yimechayecha olam, I say kol yimechayecha lahavi limosa mashiach. What you're saying is that the chiv that's noig ba'olam hazeh up until Yimos HaMashiach will continue even after Mashiach comes. That is a din that's noig l'daris. So Lahavi Yimos HaMashiach means the same din that applies Bizman HaZeh will continue to exist after Mashiach comes also. It means that it's a mitzvah haneges l'daris. It's not just Tohevu Asho. But if we say like Ben Zayma, Yimecha Yecha Hayamim, Ko Yimecha Yecha, you can't say Lahavi HaLeilos. Lahavi HaLeilos means that the same din that applies by him applies by him. It's not the same din. One is a Zechiris Yitzir Mitzayim Bayom. One is a Zechiris Yitzir Mitzayim Balayla. That's the Shagazari says. He doesn't point out that that's why he says Lahavi, that's from Radol Bala. He just says Manu Shal Zeh Lo Kaz Manu Shal Zeh. So they're two different Zmanim. The Magen Avraham had a kasha on the Beis Yosef, on the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam. We spoke about Kesef Mishnah. It's a kasha. If Bishach Pucham was a machlokes hatanoim, what does it mean? You have to recite Kriya Shema at the time that normal people are going to sleep, Roy Ben Adam are going to sleep. Well, Bishach Pucham means Bizman that people are sleeping. So we pask him when people are sleeping. All night long you can say Til Alos HaShachar, Til Hanetz HaChama. You can be out to Kriya Shema all night long because Bishach Pucham means when Kozmat people are sleeping. So the Kesef Mishnah was bothered with the Kasha. So B'kum Mecha, why do you say B'kum Mecha that this is Sozman Kriya Shema in the morning? You should be able to say Kriya Shema B'kum Mecha when people are walking around when they're awake all day long. So the Rishonim asked that Kasha, and the Rishonim answered that in Biblical Hebrew it's a different word. B'shach B'chot can mean when people are going to sleep, or it can mean when people are sleeping. We pass on Halacha when people are sleeping. But the word B'kum Mecha does mean the waking hours of the day. It means when people are getting out of bed, when they're waking up. So the Rishonim answered that. So the Kesef Mishnah asked the Kasha. He didn't have all these Rishonim that we have today. So he says, on the level of the Raisa, he thinks that it's correct. That there really is no Sovzman Kriya Shema Deraisa. It's all day long. Just like Balayla, it's all night long. Sabayom, it's all day long. And it's only a Chumrim in the Rabbanan that you have to recite Kriya Shema before the end of the Gimel Shoaz Bayom, Sovzman Kriya Shema. So the Magen Avraham Tainis, it's an explicit Tosefta that contradicts the Kesef Mishnah, that the Tosefta read, Kishem she kova Torah zman leKriya Shema, kach kova Chachamim zman leTfilo. Just like the Torah has a Sovzman Kriya Shema, so too the Chachamim introduced a Sovzman Tfilo. So it says, Beferisha, the Sovzman Kriya Shema is a din derais. Then he has another kasha that the Mishnah says on Daf Chof, that women are potter from Kriya Shema, the last line of Chofim at Aleph, women are potter from Kriya Shema, of course it says Zman Groma. So if you should assume like the Kesef Mishnah, that Kriya Shema Balayla is all night long, Minatora, and Kriya Shema Bayom is all day long, Minatora, so it's all day and all night. So why should that be a mitzvah says the Shah Zman Groma? It's not all day and all night. So the Shagazari says, that's not a kasha. Because Manu Shel Zeh lo kaz Manu Shel Zeh. It's not that there's one mitzvah to say Kriya Shema whenever you please. No, there's a mitzvah bayom that's only bayom, and there's a mitzvah balayla that's only balayla. Manu Shel Zeh lo kaz Manu Shel Zeh. So they're two parts to the same mitzvah, two mitzvahs or whatever. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, the Rambam thinks that it should be counted as two mitzvahs, Kriya Shema Shel Yom, Kriya Shema Shel Laila. But if it's Manu Shel Zeh lo kaz Manu Shel Zeh, so that's the two different mitzvahs. That's so each one is a Zman Groma. Can't say just because all day long you can recite Kriya Shema either to fulfill one mitzvah or another mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah says the Shah Zman Groma. That was the argument that the Shagasarya had against the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham had a taina against, he had two tainas against the Kesef Mishnah. One taina was a black and white Tosefta that says, Kenshem Shenosna Tor, Kenshem Shekavatar Zman Kriya Shema. Kach kov chacham is man letfila. So that's black and white against the Kesef Mishnah. But the other argument that the Magen Avraham presented, that if all min haTorah all day long is this man for Kriya Shema, so why does the Mishnah consider Kriya Shema as man groma? Should be a mitzvah shleil as man groma. So the Shagazari says that kasha is not a kasha. It's man shazer lo kaz man shazer. So that's what the Brisker Rav says. You can't say, Mechayecha, Yamin Kol Yimechayecha, Lohovi HaLeilos. What do you mean lahavi? Lahavi means that the mitzvah that's nai bayam, even lahavi even applies balayla. It's a different mitzvah. The mitzvah bayam is one mitzvah. Mitzvah balayla is a different mitzvah. Manush hazeh lo kaz manush hazeh. So the two different mitzvahs. But lahavi l'mos hamishchach, that's called lahavi. That the mitzvah that applies b'olam hazeh, you shouldn't think that it's only haruah shuah. No, lahavi l'mos hamashiach. It's a mitzvah hanahegus l'doros. It'll still continue to exist even after Mashiach comes. And that pasuk in Yeshaya, not to be taken literally, means that it'll be a tofel. So that is the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes this machloket satanoim. How do you read the pasuk in Novi? If you assume that kol is marbe leilois and the Moshe Mashiach, then the Moshe Mashiach won't apply. So then you read the pasuk in Novi literally. Lo yomerod chashem she'el lebenetz on the Eretz Mitzrayim. If you hold like the Chachamim Armim in the Mishnah that Kriya Shema Balayla, you don't have to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the word kol is lahavi limos hamashiach. So then the pasuk in Yishai is not to be taken literally. Lo yomerod chashem she'el lebenetz. So the Gemara says, you have such a similar, it's not identical. On the last line, something similar but not identical. So Avram Avinu's name was changed from Avram to Avraham. And Sarai's name was changed from Sarai to Sarah. What was the significance of changing? So the Gemara here says, Betchila here where it says, Andaf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. Around 15 lines in, where it says Dibra Hayamim Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Chapter Aleph, so it says Avram Hu Avraham, Betchila Nasa Av LaAvram, Lebesof Nasa Av LaChol Olam Kula. That's the Gemara's interpretation. And the same thing, Sarai Hu He Sarah. That's the Pasuk. So the Gemara interprets the Pasuk. Betchila Nasa Sarai LaUma So, Lebesof Nasa Sarah LaChol Olam Kula. So the Gemara is a brisa probably. So the Gemara, the Braisa, is interpreting Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticho, that Avram and Sarah are leading figures, that their message should be shared by the whole world. Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticho, Avram Avin and Sarah, the ideas of monotheism that were, that Avram Avin and Sarah, Avram Megayeres Anoshim, Sarah Megayeres Anoshim, they were preaching monotheism to the whole world, and their lessons that they taught the world are relevant throughout all the generations to all the nations of the world. That's how the Gemara interprets here. Yeah, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskan a little differently. We mentioned yesterday when we speak about the parasha that the Mishnah Bikurim says that a ger is mevi v'ena kori. The ger has a ger is Jewish. He's chayv to observe all the tayyam. It says he has to bring bikurim like anybody else if he has a farm. If you don't own a farm, you don't have a chiv. You don't have a chiv to bring bikurim. Only if it grew on your farm. So if it grew on your farm and you're a ger, so you can't say aram yavodah because you say we thank the Rebbein Shalom for fulfilling his promise. Shenishbata labasein lost his land eretz avos cholav advash. So the ger cannot say Nishbat Allah B'Sein Allah Islam. He's not a biological descendant from Avram Yitzchak and Yankov. So the Mishnah says a ger may be in a kor. Ger has the obligation to bring the kor, but he doesn't have the obligation. He cannot recite Aram Yavarah because he can't say that pasuk. It's not true. Similarly, Kayetzi B'Dover, when the ger daven Shmoneh Esrei, he cannot say Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu. He has to say Elokeinu V'Elokei Avos Yisrael. Or if he daven sees the Shliach Tziburs, and then he says, Elokeinu Elokei Avoi Seichem. He can't say Elokei Avoi Seinu, because he's not a descendant. And when he lights the Hanukkah candles, and when he hears the Mikra Megillah, he shouldn't say, Shosin Nisim Labu Seinu Bayam Hemes Banazeh. He's not a biological descendant of those people. He says, Shosin Nisim Labin Esau Bayam Hemes Banazeh. And the Rambam Paskin is like, that's the Mishnah Bikurim. Then Yerushalmi quotes a brisa that the Tana Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, that when Avraham Avinu's name was changed to Avraham, Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticho, does mean he's Av L'chol Ha'olam Kuloi. No, he's not Av L'chol. That's a nice idea, that the lesson of monotheism and everything that Avraham and Sarah were preaching is a lesson for the whole wide world. But that's not what the parasha means. We in Shulchan Aruch, we have accepted the Rambam's opinion that he paskins like the Tana Reb Yudah and the Brice against the Mishnah, that even though the Ger is not a biological descendant from the Ovis, but the Ovis, Lundikor, Ovis Al-Shlosha, only Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov are called Ovis, they are the founding fathers of the Jewish religion. So whoever joins the Jewish religion, a Ger, joins the Jewish religion, looks up to the founding fathers. Like, in this country, the founding fathers are George Washington and Benjamin Franklin and whoever, all the other sectors, whoever they were here, those who signed the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, okay, whoever signed the Declaration, that's the other founding fathers. So we have founding fathers. As great as Moshe Rabbeinu was, he was not one of the founding fathers of the Jewish religion. Only Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the Ovis, and all the Ikor Hemunah were revealed to the three Ovis. There were no additional Ikorim that were discovered by Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a great Navi, but everything was done by the others. So the way we paskin la halacha, that the ger is maybe v'koirei, he can't say nishbata la v'seinu la saslanu. When the ger davens, he does say lekeinu lekei v'seinu, and he says shosin nisim la v'seinu, because la v'seinu, anav and abein, there are two meanings. There's one meaning is a biological father, biological child, and then you have an Elisha, so Eliyahu Navi go up in the fiery chariot to heaven, so he says, Avi, Avi, Rech, we saw the Farashav. So it's not his father. He calls his Rebbe. He was a Rebbe. Elisha was a Talmud in Nevuah. He was a Talmud of Eliyahu Navi. So he calls him Avi. And the Rambam quotes, he called the Bnei HaNevi'im. They weren't the children of the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im were married and had children. That's another story. Those were also Bnei HaNevi'im. Those were the children. But Bnei HaNevi'im refers to the students of the Nevi'im. The Talmidim are called the Banim. So there are two concepts of Ovis. One concept, the biological parent. One concept, the one who teaches the children. So that's what we assume. Av ha-magam satich does mean av l'chol olam kuloi. The Gemara here is going like the Mishnah in Bikurim, that the ger is mei v'beinukuri. But once you paskin la'alocha like Rabbi Yudah, the Rambam paskin is like Rabbi Yudah, the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rambam. The Tosis in Bava Basra, in Amrechon Sasvina, Daf Pei Aleph, Tosis has a machlokes rabbein and tam and the Ri, should be paskin like the Mishnah, or should be paskin like the Yerushalmi. But by the time he came to the Shulchan Aruch, he accepted the Rambam and the Tshuvas of Rambam to Avadya HaGer, that we paskin like Rabbi Yudah and the Braisa, that the ger does. So it does mean av l'chol olam kula. Av l'chol anechnosim tachas kamfei ashchino. Means Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov were the founding fathers of the Jewish religion. So we don't really accept this gemara. Av sora l'chol olam kula, and av among goyim means l'chol olam kula. That's not what it means. Av to the Jewish nation. Yeah. That's the accepted opinion.
Consider him like his son, Avraham. He thought Lot would be carry on his tradition.
He thought it was going to be, yeah, it didn't work out. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu's name was changed, and called Koyli Avraham, Avraham, Oiva Be'asi, Shanem, Oiva Shimcha Avraham, one says it's a Lois, says they call it Shimcha Avraham, Kim Avraham Yeshmecho, you're not allowed to call him by the old name. The old name was the name that he had when he was a goy. And then they changed, he became Jewish, he got a Jewish name. Yaakov Avinu was Jewish when he was born. So when he was changed, when his name was changed, he was given the name Yisrael. That's a fancier name, that's an addition, but you don't throw out the old name. The old name was a Jewish name. Avraham Avinu, until he was given the mitzvah bris milah, he was a Nochri. After he was given the mitzvah bris milah, that's the dion that the Mishlam Melech raises. Did he, were the Obis Yotzim Lechlal B'nei Noach when they were given the additional mitzvah, or maybe they had a din of B'nei Noach until Maimon Hasina? That's the din that the Mishlam Melech discussed. He claimed that some Machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban, the end of Amorcha, at the end of Cheskes Abatim, and he has a long Arichas on that. So that's the difference between Yankov and Yisrael as opposed to Avram and Abraham. You're not allowed to call Avram by the old name, or Sarai by the old name, because that's a Goyish name. That is the end of the Perek, okay. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya, on the top. Altiskur of Yeshaya Shekamanias, Altis Bainanu. What does it mean? Al-Tizkur Rishonis means Shibin Malchus, Kadmonius, Leitiz Ba'altiz Ba'nus, Yesmin Zerayim. So what should you talk about in the Oysa Chadosha? Ata Titzmach. something new is going to happen. What's going to, that's referring to Mechemes Gogum. Yeah. Moshe Lamad Avadayma. So our gear says, La'adam Shayim Halach Badarach Pogabo Ze'ev. So he talks, he tells all the people, Ha'im Asapa V'Ha'ilach, Ma'is Ze'ev. Tells everybody the way he was Nitzel. Then Pogabo Ari, that's a bigger Sakana. V'Nitzel Nimenu, the Ari is a bigger Sakana than the Ze'ev. So then, V'Ha'im Asapa V'Ha'ilach, Ma'is Ari. And if he gets about the original Ma'is Ze'ev. Then Pogabo Nochash, and Nochash is a bigger Sakana. Nochash bites you and you die right away. V'Nitzel Nimenu, the Shachar Ma'is Hashem forgets about the Ze'ev, forgets about the Ari. We're not going to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're going to talk about the Gula Hasidim. We're going to talk about the Mochemes Gog and Magog, that we were Vasid level, we'll talk about that we will need till from them. On the side of the Gemara, on the right-hand margin of my Gemara, it still has things on the margin here, so it says, Ayin Tosis of a Dezor base on a base, Timsa Shehoya Lefneim Girsa Acheres. Taisus had a totally different girsa. We have the girsa. Moshel Madavadayma, first he was attacked by a ze'ev, which is a wolf, and then he was attacked by a lion, and then he was attacked by a snake. Taisus has a totally different girsa. First he was attacked by a lion, and second time he was attacked by a bear. And the bear is worse than the lion. So that's Taisus has a whole pilpul. Which is worse, the bear or the lion? So they say, well, you see for the Gemara in Brachas that the bear is worse than the lion, because the first one who attacked them was the lion. And then he was talking about the Hatzalah, then he was attacked by the bear, that was worse. So he forgets about the lion and talks about the bear. And then the snake is worse than all of them. Snake is the worst. So that's not the way we have the Gears in the Gemara. It does make too much of a difference. The idea is Torah Sa'achranis Meshachas Sa'arishanis. Can you top this? No, there used to be such a program, yes. On radio. Can you top this?
Jokes.
Yeah. So over here, can you top this? Yeah. So people think, I'm never going to forget this story. This is the most strange. Then something else comes up, they forget all the old stories. They remember. Some people in the rabbinate, so they say, nothing will ever top this. Then next year, something else comes up, you forget about all the old things. Unless you write it down, you forget everything. Okay, what's going to be? Tak Mochemes Gog and Magog. There's going to be Mochemes. That's what it says in the Novi. There's going to be Mochemes Gog and Magog. Some of the Chasidish Tzadikim from 200 years ago said that there isn't going to be Mochemes Gog and Magog. So they had two different versions why there isn't going to be. It says in Tanakh there is going to be. So some of them said that the earlier tzaddikim from the Baal Shem Tov, the early generation of tzaddikim, chassidim, they davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they were mevatel gzeira, the Baruch Shalom gave into that, and it's not going to be Mechemes Gog and Magog. The other version they have is, not that it's not going to happen. We were ready yotzei, in little doses. We had in the Chmelnitsky riots in 1666, whatever. Zeres Tach V'Tat was 1668, 1669 was Tach V'Tat. And the Second World War, the First World War, we were Yetzi Gog and Magog. If you put everything all together, all the pogroms and everything, we already had Gog and Magog. But that's what they say. That there isn't going to be a Mechemes Gog and Magog, either because it's Adikim or Mispalel and Rabbi Shalom gave in, he's not going to do it, or because we already were Yetzi. I don't know, I thought it was very mechudishdik. Shua nevuah l'roach is always assumed to be contingent, but even a nevuah l'roach that appears in Tanakh also going to be contingent. I thought that was a big chidush. No, I hope and pray that maybe it's not going to be. Let's hope they're right. What do we need? The whole Mechlemes Gog and Magog. They say that in the First World War, Jews would be losing their lives. The Jews were involved in the First, but they weren't out to kill the Jews like the Second World War. But the Jews were in the army, so Jewish lives were lost. So people were upset about that. So some of the Balabatim said, no, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe this is Mechemes Gog and Magog, and maybe we have to go through this in order to lead up to Geulah HaSidah. So they said, Abchaim was upset, and he said, what do you mean? Pekuach Nefesh is Decha Kolot Arkul, is Decha Gog and Magog also. If Gog and Magog means that people have to lose their lives, so the Rebbe Shalom says that, so he won't bring Gog and Magog. What do you mean? But it says in Tanakh. It says it's going to happen, and people are going, Jewish people are going to lose their lives. What do you mean? Pekuach nefesh is doicha. I don't know what that means. I don't know. You argue with Reb Chaim, you're not Pekuris. You argue with the Navi. The Navi says it's going to happen. I don't know. But on the books it says there is such a thing as Gog Melech Magog. Gog is the name of the king, and Magog is the name of the kingdom, and they're going to attack Yerushalayim. They're going to be a siege around the city of Yerushalayim, and they're going to kill a lot of Jews, and they're going to rape a lot of women, and then they're going to lose the war. They're going to be dead bodies all over the place. Chemes Gog Magog. And then they're going to be buried. They have to be mitayr all of Eretz Yisrael. There are going to be dead bodies all over. Then there's a passage in the Zohar. The whole Chemes Gog Magog is going to take 2 minutes. Something like that. So it's going to be a nuclear war. We don't know what it is. Gog and Magog. Anyway, but on the books it says in Tanakh, it's going to be Chemes Gog and Magog. Okay. Okay. Hadron Alach Me'im Asai. Good. What's the second parakah? Yikoy Bat Torah. The person is reading Chumash. V'igiyaz Man HaMikra. And it's in the morning, and it's time is either Shachris or Maariv. It's a time to recite Kriya Shema. Begins Mana Mikros is a Yotze by reading from the Psukim. And Kiman Liba Yotze. If he has a mind to be Yotze, then he's Yotze. So the Gemara says right away, Shema Mino. From this mitzvah, you can infer mitzvah Sichas Kavana. That's what it says. You see from the Mishnah that mitzvah Sichas Kavana. So the Gemara says not necessarily. There's a machlokes hatanai, whether mitzvah tzichas kavana, mitzvah ain't tzichas kavana. What do you mean? What kavana? What kavana? Nobody says you have to have kavana for all the kabbalistic kavanas for the mitzvah, for the tamei mitzvah. The machlokes only is you have to have kavana lotzeis or not. They have to have kavana lotzeis. On the margin on the side it says psachim kuf yudalid. Psachim kuf yudalid is a discussion regarding Morer Bizman Hazeh. Morer Bizman Hazeh, the Gemara says, only be the Rabbanon. Morer is only the Raisa Bizman Korban Pesach. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, the Morer is only the Rabbanon. So Tosis points out that there the Gemara has a series of brises that they try to prove the din from. In other places, when the sugya is discussed, Mitzvah's Kavana, they give different rayas. Our Gemara doesn't just give our Mishnah. So Tosis points out there are two different sugyas. On the level of mitzvahs deraisa, there's a machlokes. On the level of mitzvahs derabbanan, there's room to distinguish between the two. Maybe mitzvahs deraisa tzrichas kavana, maybe mitzvah rabbanan and tzrichas kavana, maybe the reverse. So there are two different sugyas: whether mitzvahs deraisa tzrichas kavana, whether mitzvahs derabbanan tzrichas kavana. The Ramban, how do we paskin la'alochas, and then we're gonna ramen hilchas kriyashma, quotes a machlokes of rishayna. Whether you say mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. Then the Magen Avraham quotes a Radvaz, who makes a compromise. Tshuva's a Radvaz. Radvaz lived in the 1500s, I think. Same time as Rabbi Yosef Kara, I think. He lived in Egypt, I think. So he has hundreds of tshuvas, several volumes of tshuvas. So he has a pshara. He thinks that by mitzvahs deraisa we paskin. Mitzvah tzichas kavana, my mitzvah derabbanan ain't tzichas kavana. So that pshara that the Radvaz made, that's what the Ramban learns in the Gemara. We said before that the Prima Gadim had that there are four different opinions. How much of Kriya Shema is deraisa? The Ramban holds only Pasuk Rishon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. And Rashi holds Parsha Rishona. And the Tosafot holds Shtei Parshios. And the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema sounds like he holds that Vayomer, the third Parsha, is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's not a separate mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim by day Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So where did the Ramban get his idea from that only Pasuk Rishon is deraisa? So he got it from this Gemara. That the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis says, how far into Kriya Shema do you have to have Kavanas Pirush Amilas? So Rebbe's opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's opinion is only Pasuk Rishon. Shema Yisrael Shem Echad. Here the Gemara has on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, right before the very wide lines, it's three lines before the very wide lines. Tana Rabban, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lachan Hashem Bechad, Zui Kriya Shema Shoreb Yudah Nasi, only Pasuk Rishon. So the Gemara says, you need Kavana for Pasuk Rishon for the Pirush Amilas, and the rest of Kriya Shema, you don't need Kavana. Why? So the Raman says, because Pasuk Rishon is Deraisa, Mitzvah Tzichas Kavana, and Pasuk Rishon, and the rest is only the Rabbanan, and Mitzvah the Rabbanan, and Tzichas Kavana. That's where the Radvaz got it from. This Ramban interprets that that's what the Gemara is saying. Then the Ramban writes, and one can dingzach and say, what am I mixing together two different kavanas? One is kavanas pirush amilas. You have to know what the words mean. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Mani Liyizmi. Have to say Hashem Elokecha. You don't have to know what the words mean. And here you're talking about a different kavana. Kavana lotzeis. You have to have in mind that you want to be yotzei in a mitzvah. So how do I say from this gemara you see only mitzvahs derais of tzichas kavana. This is the Rabban that tzichas kavana. It's talking about a kavanas pirush amilas. Not talking about a kavana lotzeis. So Rabban says, and don't give me this shtigel Torah. The Rab Chaim wrote in the Sefer. The two different, it's all the same thing. If you need kavana lotzeis, then you need kavanas pirush amilas. If you don't need kavana lotzeis, then you don't need kavanas pirush amilas. So we really don't understand why Rab Chaim is not right. But that's where Ramban writes. We don't understand. Why does he think that the two kavanas are totally zeh? It's a very strange. Why should you say mitzvah saying tzviches kavana?
Kavana means both things. The hook might be kavana means both things.
Means both. Okay. But another question. How do you understand the mitzvah? The guy that wasn't thinking at all. He's walking in the street. He knows today is Rosh Hashanah. He knows there's a mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. He planned to go to a different shul. And he passes by the shul. There's a Basikin minyan. And the first minyan. So he was by the shul. And here's the Tkiyah. So he didn't have a mind one way or the other. He knows Rosh Hashanah. He knows there's a mitzvah. As long as he didn't have kavanah shalom latzei, so one opinion is, even a mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah saying tzichas kavanah, he's yotzei. How can it be yotzei? But a mitzvah means he wanted to do ratzon Hashem. He didn't have a mind to do ratzon Hashem. Why should anybody be of the opinion that mitzvah saying tzichas kavanah? Strange. So some, the Miri raises this question.
I think that's an odd case. That's an odd case that he hears something. Person can go to shul and he doesn't have any kavana. He goes to shul.
No,
to
that
shul.
The Chayyadim says, let's say
kavana.
That's kavana. That's a guy comes to shul in the morning, puts on talis and falls half asleep.
Yeah,
no, so the Chayyadim says that's called kavana. He's going to shul, he knows he's gonna put on talis and
falls. Really,
yeah, so that's considered kavana lotzis. So the guy's in the shul and he's not thinking one or the other. So that's everybody in shul has. It's an umdir in the muchach, that's what it means. But if the guy's walking in the street, he knows it's Rosh Hashanah, he knows it's Kirshav, he knows it's a mitzvah, but he thought he's going to be yotzei late. He didn't have kavanah shalom latzeis. He wasn't thinking one way or the other. So why should you say that he's yotzei with this? How is that a mitzvah? But he didn't have a mind to do the mitzvah. So the Miri, I think, in the Hagadama Tishah, Miri talks about this issue. So I think the Miri raises the possibility that maybe mitzvah, saying tzichas kavana, not to be taken literally, that you yotze the mitzvah without kavana, a mitzvah means, he has in mind, maybe what it means is, you're not yotze the mitzvah, but you won't gain anything by repeating it later. Because you already heard Kisha, you already shook a lulav. The guy, he's the shamus in the shul. So the shul has a lot of sets of the lulavim, and he puts everything on the table. He always shakes the lulav afterwards. He always shakes the lulav. But lemaisa, he picked up the lulav in the esrog. He picked everything up. So if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, means he was yotze already. How can you say he was yotze? He's the shamas. He's just putting it on the table. He didn't have a mind to do avodas Hashem then. So I think the Miri raises a possibility. Maybe it doesn't mean that he's Yotze. What it means is, he wasn't Yotze, but he won't gain anything by shaking the lulav later. So he can't say a bracha later. Because he already did the mitzvah. But he's talking not Yotze.
He's acting as the shamus, like including that he's not...
That's like Havana Shalol Lotzeis. Like Havana Shalol Lotzeis.
He doesn't think, just like we say the other way.
I don't think so. We don't assume that that's kavana lo lotzeis. That's
a... He's going to shake the lulav later. What's he doing?
Everybody
do my
lets
job. Do my job.
Yeah. I think the Balatanya in the Shulchan Aruch writes that's not called kavana shalo lotzeis. Let's say I come to shul. The Gemara has a din, either min haTorah, min derabbanan, you should always say 100 brachas every day, 100 brachas b'chol yom. Some Rishonim hold that it's a din deraisa. Most assume it's a takanas daven amelach, a din derabban. You got to say 100 brachas. So the Beis Yosef quotes a medrash. What do you do on Shabbos? The Shemoneh Esrei is so short. So the pasuk says in the end of Shir Hashirim, Hayashev is baganim chaver makshim lekol hashmini. He says on Shabbos they sit in the ganim, they sit in the gardens, and everybody says a bracha bar pirates and bar pi adama, and everybody says amen. So kol hayna amen ki lahotzi bracha mipiv dami. So that counts as one of the mayor brachas. So if you listen to the chazan in the morning, say all the 15 brachas hashachi, say amen. So that counts as 15 brachas. So by Hasidim they had such a practice, they still have such a practice. One guy goes up and he says all the 15 brachas and everybody says amen. Next guy goes up and he says all the 15 brachas and everybody says amen. Next guy gets up. So you have four people, so you already have 15 and 15 is 30, 30, 30 is 60. You have six people go up, you already have 90 brachas. Then you say six people, you have 90 brachas. Then you say your own 15 brachas, you got to have 105 already. So you already have mayor brachas before you even start davening, before Baruch Shomai. You already have over 100 brachas. So the Marashdam has, I think, maybe the first tshuva, Chelek Arachayim of the Marashdam. Marashdam lived in Salonika, I think. I think he lived in Salonika in the 1500s. The Ramah lived, the Beis Yosef lived in Tzfas, and the Ramah lived in Krakow. They had groups of learning. And Salonika said, they said, they had thousands of people learning and writing Svarim. They had more than everybody else put together. That was the center of Torah learning in Greece in the 1500s. I think the Marashdam lived in Salonika at that time. So I think the first tshuva in Chelek Arachayim is about this. He's unhappy about that. He says, if you didn't have the mind one way or the other, so the brachas are the Rabbanan, and the Mogen Avram quoted the Radvaz, and the Ramban says that by mitzvahs the Rabbanan, we say mitzvahs ain't sichas kabbana. So unless you have kabbana, b'fevah shel lo lotzis, you would say all the brachas, and then you can't say the brachas later on. I'm going to listen to the first six guys say all the 15 brachas, and I'm going to say the brachas on my own. So that'll be a bracha l'matola.
The
Bulu
of Nesrei can be
told
the first day.
Okay, the first day is their Isa. But let's say not the first day, when it's only the Rabbanan. All the Bichas HaShachar, that's the Rabbanan. So maybe on the Rabbanan, it's Mitzvah Saint Sichas Kavanan. So he says, the fact that I plan to say the Brachas later, I'm going to say my own 15 Bichas HaShachar. That's not called Kavanah Shalolot, says. Kavanah Shalolot means, while I'm saying Amen, I have in mind Beferish now. I don't want to be Yotzi the Brachas now. I just want to be yotzei the mayor brachas b'chol yom, but I don't want to be yotzei the mitzvah of Birchas HaShachar. I think the Baal HaTanya writes like that also. That's not cool. You intend, let's say somebody says Kiddush. I say Amen. So I intended I was going to make my own Kiddush. I have a becher of wine. I'm waiting for him. So he says Kiddush, then I'm going to say my own Kiddush. That's why I filled up my own cup of wine. So that's not called Kavanah Shalolotzis. Kavanah Shalolotzis means while he's saying the bracha, have in mind, I don't want to be Yotze with his Kiddush. But if I'm not thinking one way or the other, that's called Mitzvah Saint Mitzvah Derabbanan. That's Vichas Kavanah. You Yotze the Mitzvah Derabbanan. Yeah. Okay, so tomorrow, B'li Neder, we'll start from this Mishnah. Good? Rashi and Tesis.
Question.
What happened on Friday?
Judge wants to protect. No. But the judge wants to protect himself, so he calls in a